Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Once upon a time, well, more like now, actually, things were really...
Making Christmas.
I'm T.
And I'm B.
And you're listening to...
Fairy Tale Problems.
Fairy Tale Problems. This week's episode is The Nightmare Before Christmas. So, I have a very distinct memory of this movie of when I saw it for the first time. How about you all?
Well, I want to hear about your distinct memory. I don't know that I have a distinct memory. Kind of put me on the spot to have a specific reaction. Now I feel like...
Okay. Well, I'll go with mine. This movie came out back when there was, like tiny movie theaters that all had sticky floors.
Mm-hmm.
And
my favorite.
My dad and I went to go see The Beverly Hillbillies, the movie. And then he decided that afterwards we were going to sneak into The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Is this your first criminal act?
Yes, it was, actually. But it had already been going for like 15 or 20 minutes, so he was already in like Christmas Town. So I had no idea like the premise of different holiday towns watching the rest of the movie.
That's amazing. Like, you had no idea what was going on.
Like, the whole idea, like, I mean, I figured out kind of what it was about, but like the general universe and... the opening song I missed.
Yeah.
That's like the best part.
Yeah, it's a doozy. A good doozy, of course.
I remember just re-watching this movie over and over again as a child. Like, did you guys do that as a kid? Just like put a movie in and then like rewind it? Just rewatch it. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're human.
This is one of those. I wanted to share with you guys... So I have reoccurring dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Do you? Ooh. Yeah. Do you guys have that? No.
I don't want to talk about it. No. Just sometimes.
Yeah. So I've always had like reoccurring dreams, and so there's one that I want to share with you because I'm open to interpretation. If anyone knows anything about dreams out there, please like contact me. But also, sometimes my dreams are premonitions. So I will give you an example. Before I had my dog, I used to have this reoccurring dream that I had a dog, and I'd always be like out somewhere doing something, like with friends or at work. And the whole time I'd be so worried, like, I have to get back to my dog. I have to get back to my dog. You know, like, I got to play with my dog. I got to let my dog out. It was always something different. And I had these dreams for months until I actually got my dog. And then the dream stopped, but I would like start, I'd be like out with friends and be like, I gotta go take care of my dog, you know? Like, I gotta go play with my dog. So I have several examples, but that's just one. I know. So this is why, consider this a warning, okay? I have this reoccurring dream that I'm at a party, and it's like a pretty like schnazzy party.
Idea?
Like, sure.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Hey, you guys. Cool. Go on.
And you know, everyone's dressed pretty nice. Like, I'm sorry. Like, my dreams are pretty self-absorbed. Like, I'm the focus.
Well, clearly I am too. I'm like,
your brain is making your dream.
Yeah. I'm like, obviously I'm self-absorbed too, even on Rob's behalf, because I'm like, wait, before you go on, Are we there?
Are we there? I hope so, you guys. But basically,
what am I wearing? Anyway,
something really nice.
Yeah. Okay.
A tie. You're wearing a tie. everyone's just really nice. Like, good food, you know. There's like an outdoor park. And I don't know what the party's for. Like, I'm thinking it might be like a New Year's Eve party or something similar. And so there's always this moment where like something crazy happens, but like most of the time the moon explodes or like it just starts to crumble in the sky, or sometimes there will be like just some sort of attack from the sky.
Whoa.
But yeah, so hey,
I'm scared.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, great. Oh, when the moon
always
is
my intention.
Crumbling, when the moon's crumbling or there's like an attack from the sky, the first thing I'm going to think after I go, ah, is Tiana totally called this.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like, because
exactly. After that, like, most of the dream is just like chaos.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So just like normal everyday stuff after that.
Yeah.
So, you know, just wanted to
warn everyone,
share that with you guys,
fill everyone with
possibly. Hey, like I witnessed it. My dreams are very vivid. I'm not dreaming in black and white. Like this is like IMAX bullshit.
That's great.
Got
this. I was like, oh, that's so classic T. Just predicting the world's end.
Hey.
Well, as you should know by now, this week's theme is The Nightmare Before Christmas. And it's consistently referred to as Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas. And I have always, you know, well, I've never questioned that. Why would I? I was going to say have a life, but that's not 100% true. But I was reading about the film, like, Tim Burton didn't direct it. And apparently there's like a little bit of a, disagreement about whether or not it's Tim Burton's film. Like, yes, he came up with the idea and he produced it, but Henry Selick was the one who directed it. And like, it took like 3 years to film The Nightmare Before Christmas. And Tim Burton was only
because of all the coffee breaks.
Right. Yes. That's how long it takes me to get anything done as well. So
same.
But no, apparently Tim Burton was only on set like maybe 8 to 10 days total during production. So maybe that's like 2 to 3 times a year. And you want to put your name at the front of the film. I just feel like I would be really bent out of shape about that. And I realize it's possibly because I'm petty, but come on. Some of us not petty people, don't you feel like you would still be a little bit pissed about that?
Yeah, I
would.
Thank
you.
Sure.
And T, your opinion doesn't matter because you're petty too. We're too petty.
But I mean, I'm also thinking of it from Tim Burton's perspective. Like, if he's that much of a genius, maybe he doesn't have to be there like all the damn time. Like, he can just come in for a couple days. Like, you know, let his, like, shit work, sparkle, shine, and then, you know, go about his way and still contribute to the film immensely. We don't know what happened.
Well, let's be clear. He was probably, you know, working on that script for Big Fish most of the time.
Ouch. Also... How much money did Tim Burton contribute?
I don't know. But I will say he was shooting Batman Returns during that time. So I do have forgiveness toward him. But this isn't really my battle anyway. I'm like, on behalf of Henry Selick, how dare you? Neither of these people know or care about me. So it doesn't matter how I feel.
I guess it was also probably a selling point, though, too, because how many people watched it just because of Tim Burton's name?
At this point, weren't we riding the Edward Scissorhands wave?
Oh, my God. He's got so much going on.
Yeah. I'm always riding the Edward Scissorhands wave.
That was the single most thrilling experience of my whole life.
The other thing about The Nightmare Before Christmas is, and I was having a good laugh about this by myself, is that like The Nightmare Before Christmas is like all time leading up to Christmas. So like January to Christmas is just the nightmare before Christmas. That's been like the year I'm having, but.
Well, I was saying that the real Nightmare Before Christmas is Thanksgiving. And I mean, it's like a mass slaughtering of turkey, which also is like symbolic of the mass genocide of Native Americans. So,
wow. I mean, true, but damn.
Well, it's a discussion that needs to be had.
I thought Rob was going to be like, well, it was nice. It was nice talking. I'm going to go cry now.
Everything is terrible and our country is built on murder. Mm-hmm. So murder and weird religious sex. So do with that as you may, I guess.
My two faves. Should we talk about Santa Claus?
Yeah, I was going to say, are we ready to masturbate?
Yes, please.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This week, our hosts are rating Santa Clauses. Like, different Santas played by different people from different films and TV.
Sorry, you can say that however you want. I just meant for reference for all of us to understand. But,
Oh, I know, and that's why I said it that way. So I think we should just basically go through a list of Santas. We'll say if we like them, if we don't like them, they're good, they're bad, however you want to say it, but I need a reason why. Does that sound good with you all?
Are you saying that I have to have a feeling either way? Like, can I not be ambivalent towards a Santa?
If you are ambivalent, I need to know why you are toe in the middle of the line, because the only thing I find in the middle of the road is dead animals and dumb Americans.
Whoa. This is a real fiery episode. I'm ready to rate you guys.
All right, let's get to it. Tim Allen from the Santa Claus series.
I'm okay with Tim Allen as Santa Claus.
Yeah. Good Santa.
Yeah, he's a good Santa.
Mm-hmm. This is one of my favorite Christmas movies, like, other than, like, Gremlins and, you know, Batman Returns, unrelated Christmas movies. Like, it's really funny. Like I love Tim Allen.
Christmas.
I love Home Improvement.
Me too. That's just, like, let's just save the whole Tim Allen Home Improvement discussion for another day. And we both agree Tim Allen gets 3 out of 3 Rudolphs.
I don't think so.
True.
Tim.
And plus, I mean, like, with his sordid past with cocaine, I love the idea of him living on a mountain of snow.
That is beautiful.
Yes.
God.
All right. We'll go back to the next Santa. Richard Attenborough from Miracle on 34th Street.
With Matilda. This is the Matilda one.
I'm down. It's a classic Santa. It's, you know, not spectacular, but, you know, it's Richard Attenborough, David Attenborough.
I think he's too skinny.
And I hear you on that. I can look past the skin and bones and see the Santa inside.
Eat more cookies.
That's right. Nobody likes the skinny Santa.
I love how you're quoting Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I just think he was a little bit boring of a Santa Claus.
Yeah, I feel really bad talking about him. You know, rest in peace.
Well, we'll make a clone out of a mosquito that bit him at one point.
Deal.
Anyway,
yes. Cool.
Ed Asner from Elf.
I mean, he's good. It's funny. It was good Santa. Wait, how skinny is he? Let me look.
Are you Googling it? How skinny is he? I'll give you my response in a second.
I just want a fat Santa. Like, if you're eating all that gross milk and, like, cookies at every house, like, I want you to be fat. I want you to be a slob.
Yeah.
Good Santa, though. Nice suspenders.
Yeah, suspender Santa is a good Santa, along with a sweater Santa.
Oh, I love a good sweater Santa.
All right, so we all agree Ed Asner made a good Santa in Elf?
Oh, for sure.
Well, then here's one that's it's questionable. I'm going to say that. Tom Hanks, Polar Express.
I was just trying to be controversial when I included this in the list, to be honest.
Tom Hanks, America's most controversial actor.
Yep. He's so controversial. I can't say anything bad about Tom Hanks, and neither can you. So let's just agree to, if he wants to be Santa in a movie, let him be Santa in a movie, you know?
Okay, we got one more Santa, and then we're good. We're done,
we're done talking about Santa.
Tell me about Mickey Rooney. Santa Claus is coming to town.
What a great Santa.
I love it. I love it.
If I could kiss that Santa on the mouth, I wouldn't, but I would say thank you for the offer.
Ew, gross.
Can we edit that out?
Nope. Uh-uh. Mm-mm.
Well, that Santa is a puppet, yes. Right?
It's like claymation.
Yeah, it's good. That's fun. Classic Santa.
Classic. Actually, Target has like a really cute ornament that I'm gonna buy.
Oh, I was gonna say like that you were nice. Expecting your friends to purchase for you for Christmas. You're just like putting it out there. Been looking at this ornament.
No. Just letting you guys know in case you want to get one for yourselves because it's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, T is the queen of.
Good point.
T is the queen of. Do it yourself. The other day, she's like telling me about she's making cheese blasters, you know, from 30 Rock. And I'm like, ooh, I want some cheese blasters. And she's like, make them yourself. It's like, fair, but God.
That's damn. Good advice, Brittany.
you just really get directly to the point. I appreciate it.
And you mm-hmm. believe in
and,
me.
Yeah,
that's
make
the biggest
it your
part.
Damn self. I believe in you. Mm-hmm.
They're so bad for you, and I love them so much. I like was leaving work the other day and like going to actually pick up food, and I walked by a hot dog stand, and I was like, oh my God, like, are you always here?
So the real question, the question everybody wants to know, who is your favorite Santa? T.
Oh, me first? Oh. Did you watch the video that I sent you?
The Tales from the Crypt?
Yeah, I love that Santa. Rob, have you seen that episode of Tales from the Crypt with the Santa Claus?
I have, but it's been, you just jogged my memory, so I'm going to need it. Oh my God.
Yeah, so Larry Drake plays a Santa Claus, but it's basically just a Santa that escaped from an insane asylum, but it's like, and so,
yeah,
he's like creeping around this house, but it's right after this woman killed her husband. It's so good and it's so creepy. And I love creepy Santa. I own that episode like So good. Robert Zemeckis directed it.
Holy shit. Have you seen Christmas Evil?
No.
No. But I need
to. Go watch that movie. It is the best horror film based around Christmas time.
Deal.
What? Better than Gremlins? It is.
I mean, in the sense of like bad horror and like that sort of thing. Check that out. And I think it's all on YouTube as
okay,
well.
Okay, I definitely will. It is.
Yeah.
Christmas Evil.
Anyway, Brittany, what is your favorite and best Santa?
Gosh, this is such a hard question. I like most Santas, to be honest, but I'm really partial to, you guys have seen Ernest Saves Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I was going to say, click. That was the sound of me hanging up the phone if you said no. Yeah, the original Santa, he's just so cheery and sweet. And he's got those perfect little cheeks. And, well, actually, I think that's what Ernest actually says in the film. So I don't know what I'm talking about. But he's just perfect and he's so cute. And I just love him. And all he's doing is desperately trying to find a replacement before he has to retire as Santa.
I guess I should probably say my favorite Santa, huh? It changes from season to season, but right now it's the Santa from my friend's book, Santa's Husband. And it's just this incredible book about a Santa who happens to be gay and happens to be black, and his husband is the Santa's helper that goes to all of the malls and is who you think is like the white Santa, and has a really great like lesson about how Santa has changed over the years. And I just think it's a fun little coffee table children's Christmas book, and that's mine this year. Next year, who knows?
Oh, I can't wait to find out next year. I'm already looking forward to 2018 Christmas time so I can ask you again.
Okay. Someone, anyone, what is your favorite part of the 1993 American stop-motion animated musical dark fantasy film, A Nightmare Before Christmas?
It's too hard to just pick one thing. It's just such a good film, and I just enjoy it. Start to finish. No complaints.
When Jack's singing that song, he's all, like, depressed, but then it gets really spooky, and he's like, I, Jack, the Pumpkin King. This is my favorite part of the
movie. Oh, totally. Yeah. It gives me chills just hearing you say it.
He just gets so scary, and I'm like, yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Rob, what's your favorite part?
Making Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the creepiest.
It's so creepy.
Yeah, but also like the idea of I don't want to get all smug about this.
Go for it.
Making Christmas. You know, like what that actually implies in the real world and kind of how it's mirrored in this dark fantasy stop motion animated musical.
Oh, that's so, like, I agree with what you're saying, Rob. Like, we have this, it's like this whole process for Christmas. It's like a month long. Yeah.
It's longer than a month. And, it's like, you know,
a month if we're lucky.
Such a cliche, but it's so true. It's like, you know, you go to pick up candy or last minute costume stuff for Halloween, like a couple days before Halloween, and it's all like they're already taking that down and putting up Christmas stuff. Am I right? I'm sorry. I don't know. It's like started to trail off and I'm like, oh, that was that. That was my point. Yeah,
the point
no.
has been made and now, yeah. But I think it might actually be time to debate.
Master debaters.
D&B go head to head in a debate over a completely arbitrary topic. This week's topic is A Nightmare Before Christmas, a Halloween film, or a Christmas film?
As per usual, I put a lot of thought into this. T, I know you do too. You take it really seriously. Do you want to just on the count of three, we say what we think it is? Okay.
Yes.
One, two, three.
A Christmas movie.
Duh.
So you both think it's a Christmas film,
It is a Christmas film, and you know it. Don't even, I mean, you're welcome actually to play devil's advocate. I'm just saying you're the one who has to, you know, live with yourself every day if you want to go there.
No, I'd say it's a Christmas film too, because these people live in Halloween. So the movie is about Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And Halloween Town. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, yes. And what about Easter?
I guess it's really just like we needed to have this conversation, because I don't know if you noticed, but The Nightmare Before Christmas came back to Netflix in October, and I saw it all over like the internet, because we're all, you know, talking about the same thing all the time, that all the websites are like, oh, your favorite Halloween movie, Nightmare Before Christmas. And I'm like, it has Christmas in the title. It's obviously a Christmas movie.
I hate all of that.
Well, that's like,
I hate everyone.
Well, on that note,
don't tell me what my favorite things are.
That is true.
Julie Andrews can.
Well, these have been a few of my favorite things.
Yeah, I was thinking, I'm like, you know what's stupid? I was like sitting there like playing the words in my head. I'm like, I thought she said these are a few of my favorite things. So she's not even trying to boss you. But I really love that about you, T, that you're like, you know what? She can speak for me. She's got me.
Well, no, I was this is unrelated, but I was listening to the soundtrack the other day, and I told you, I was like, these lyrics are crazy. Like, she sounds like a crazy person.
Yeah, which it's funny. There are certain things that I say and tease, like, that's a secret. You're not supposed to tell people things like that. And I'm like, oh, my bad. I didn't know. And then you just blow out with I was listening to the Sound of Music soundtrack the other day. I'm like, I'm not allowed to talk about some of the things that you...
I try to live in my truth, though, so, it is what it is.
If you would like to experience all of us living our truths, then follow us on social media.
Yeah, that was this week's show. And if you have any insights on my dreams, feel free to contact me as well.
Deal. I'll call you.
I need
I'll
help.
Call you after we hang up here, okay? Our social media handles are Fairy Tale Problems on Facebook, Fairy Tale Problems on Instagram, and FTP Podcast on Twitter, because it didn't have enough room to have the whole thing, so we just had to shorten it. You understand. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. And they lived crappily ever after. Stay tuned for a new episode of Fairy Tale Problems next week. Billy Madison.